Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the first quarter of 2020 results. This presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmillcompany.com-IR. We would like to inform you that during the company's presentations, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the question and answer session when further instruction will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star, then zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. In this conference today, we have Mr. Newton Maya-Elvis, CEO of IMC, Ms. Marcella Nascimento, Financial Officer, and Mr. Louis Brazola, Investor Relations Officer. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Maya. Please, Mr. Maya, you may proceed.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC's conference call for first quarter 2020 results, in which we will provide information related to the company's performance in the period, in addition to commenting on the challenging period we are going through with the COVID-19. On the first slide, I highlight that we ended the first quarter of 2020 with 404 restaurants, 250 of which are owned. On slide 3, I'd like to comment on the results of the first quarter and add that for a better comparison, my comments will be based on the figures without IFRS 16. It should be noted that the performance of this quarter already reflects COVID-19 in our operations as of March. Our consolidated revenue grew 1.2%, basically due to the addition of Pizza Hut and KFC operations. Adjusted EBITDA was negative by 6.5 million reais, with a negative margin of 1.8%. The net loss of the period was 50 million reais. IMC consolidated pro forma same-store sales, including the Pizza Hut and KFC operations, decreased 9%, reflecting the impact of COVID-19 on our operations. The consumption of cash from operations in the period was of almost 48 million reais, and our net debt reached approximately 324 million reais, with a net debt to adjusted EBITDA ratio of 2.7 times in the last 12 months. The first quarter of 2020 was going to be the quarter that IMC would consolidate the results of Pizza Hut and KFC, the central kitchen is running, and the talks to expand Franguassado well underway, and our U.S. operation with a robust store opening pipeline. However, in mid-March, with the COVID-19 pandemic, our focus shifted from consolidating the operations to IMC strengthening. Since our sales have been strongly affected by the measures taken by governments in each of the regions where we operate to combat the spread of the virus. Slide 4 exemplifies my comment a little. We closed the first 2 months of the year with same-store sales pro forma consolidated growth of 9.5%, with the scenario changing dramatically in March. Since then, we continue to focus on the main points of impact of the pandemic. On slide 5, we highlight a little more the points that we worked on over the past months. In security, we focus on the need to preserve the lives of our employees and customers. On delivery, we reinforced the operation, which grew 2.8 times since the beginning of March, pre-pandemic. In reducing expenses, we closed the definitely unprofitable stores, renegotiated payment terms for the main contracts, suspended investments, and unfortunately, we had to make progress in reducing our staff. In terms of liquidity, we renegotiated the terms of our debentures and obtained financing from the American government for our U.S. operation. In expansion, we continue with our postponed guidance. In support of the community, which is very important in a moment like this, we donated over 9,000 meals from the Olive Garden to charities, and we offered over 60,000 KFC sandwiches to healthcare professionals, all of this with the contribution of our suppliers. And finally, the impact of the exchange rate on our operations with the devaluation of the real versus dollar, our operation now has an interesting benefit from currency conversion. On slide 6, we highlight our delivery operation over the past few weeks. The focus on the channel made sales grow 2.8 times and helped to maintain the level of revenue in Brazil close to 30% of what it was in the first week of March. On the next slide, we comment a little bit more about the expenses reduction and cash preservation events, which unfortunately included the team reduction. We have advanced in the mapping of expenses and investment, and the initiative to focus on zero-based budget will be an important benefit for IMC in the future. In addition, with the simplification process, we closed inefficient stores that represented approximately 11% of IMC's base of operations. On the next slide, we detail the renegotiation of our debt to preserve cash. With our bondholders, the main point was to capitalize semi-annual interest until the end of 2021 in exchange for an increase in rates. We renegotiated also our financing in the U.S. and Caribbean with a grace period that will be added to the end of the contract. Finally, we assessed U.S. government's Paycheck Protection Program with approximately $11 million in funding. On slide nine, we highlight an important point in IMC, which is the exchange rate. The devaluation of the real in the last few weeks brings an important monetary benefit to the company, given that our operations in the U.S. and Panama are based in dollars. To illustrate a little bit more, using the adjusted 2019 numbers, each 5% variation in the dollar impacts the number by approximately 3%. At currency levels today, our adjusted EBITDA for 2019 will be over to 20% higher. On the next slide, we talk a little bit more about the current situation of the operations and the perspectives based on the information released by government officials, companies, and the media. In Brazil, in our highway business, we have all of our stores open but at reduced hours and without the buffet. The expectation is to start normalizing the operation as soon as the traffic of customers show that it makes sense. At the airports, we continue with the catering operating and we only have two stores open. We should already see increase in the movement of airports in June according to Gol, Latam and Azul. In shopping malls, we have 227 stores opened, 59 owned and 90% with delivery operations. In the US, an operation that we believe to be the most advanced in terms of standardization, we reopened some stores in early May, reaching 16 out of a total of 22, and the performance of revenue is a drop of 54% for the week of May 17th until 23rd versus last year, even with the restrictions on capacity and reduced hours. And in the Caribbean, we continue with the stores closed at the airports and caterings in Colombia also closed. In Panama, Copa Airlines expects to return with 10% of its flights in June. And in Colombia, the government is expected to release airports also in June. Finally, on slide 11, we show our store base on May 25th. At that date, we had 57% of the stores in the system open, 49% of our own stores, with the delivery operation representing 80% of the open stores, 66% is owned. Now, on slide 12, we have the adjusted EBITDA bridge, which was negative by approximately 7 million reais in the quarter, reflecting the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic in March. Brazilian operations, including G&A and others, totaled a negative adjusted EBITDA of 2 million reais. In the US, EBITDA in the period was negative by 11 million reais, while in the Caribbean, EBITDA was positive by 6 million reais, benefiting from the high margins of the business that mitigated the effect of the traffic drop in March. Now I'd like to give the floor to our Investor Relations Officer, Luiz Felipe Brazaola, to explore the results in more detail, and I'll return later for our final remarks.
Thank you, Newton, and good morning, everyone. On slide 13, we show the business performance in Brazil, with the revenues increasing by 8% to the addition of the Pizza Hut and KFC businesses, and the negative EBITDA of 1.7 million, reflecting the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic in March. Moving now to the highway business over the next slide, operating revenue decreased by 4.5% with a drop in adjusted operating result of 55.7% to 7.9 million and a margin of 6.5%. The reduction in traffic over the highways during the month of March is one of the main factors for the weaker operational performance. On the next slide, we comment on airport performance. Revenue decreased by 13.3%, while operating result was 2.3 million versus 7.7 million last year. The 9.4% reduction in the number of flights in the quarter, as well as the 10.9% less passenger traffic in the period, were the main factors behind the performance compared to first quarter last year. Over the shopping mall business, revenue grew 60.3% due to the addition of Pizza Hut and KFC businesses, and the adjusted operating result was 3.4 million, impacted by approximately 8.1 million from the reversal of provisions and negotiations with the Yum! Brands. The closing of malls throughout March was the main factor behind the negative same-store sales in the segment. The segment's pro forma performance was negative by 10.5%, Pizza Hut and KFC brands falling 9.7%. Moving on to slide 17, we talk about operation in the US, which we presented in local currency. The impact of COVID-19 pandemic caused our revenue to drop by almost 25% and EBITDA to be negative by $2.4 million. Over the next slide, we will look at Caribbean operations. And for a better comparison, we present the numbers in reais and in constant currency. Revenue in the period decreased by 18.6%, while EBITDA decreased by 50%, reaching 5.6 million reais positive. It should be noted that the high margins over the business mitigated the impact of the pandemic in March. Now on slide 19, we comment over the company's cash flow. In the first quarter 2020, due to the challenging operating scenario, cash consumption after maintenance CapEx was approximately 44 million reais. In the variation of net cash, we invested 42.1 million due to the opening of Pizza Hut and KFC, in addition to the completion of the Central Kitchen, a disbursement that was partially offset by the sale of treasury shares. With this, now I close my comments and I give the floor to the operator to start the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star then one. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star then two. At this time, we'll pause momentarily to assemble our roster. There appears to be no questions on the line, so I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Newton Maya for any remarks.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us in this conference call. We are confident we're taking all the possible measures to minimize the impact of the COVID-19, and also that we're gonna get out of this stronger than before and more efficient. I hope you all stay safe and have a nice day.
This concludes IMC's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a nice day.